Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dale, to present our macro minute for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is it time to take some chips off the AI table, part two? The short answer is, from a short to medium term perspective, yes. Investors with a medium to long term time horizon should emotionally prepare to ride out the expanding volatility. 2Q26 represents the fourth largest quarterly performance by U.S. stocks relative to U.S. bonds ever on a total return basis with data since 1Q1988. Investors should expect heavy rebalancing flows in the coming weeks, which will likely deepen the correction in equities, especially amid the blackout period for Q2 earnings. Coincidentally, two of the other three largest quarters of equity outperformance came during the prior tech bubble in 4Q1998 and 4Q1999. Shifting to the analytical nuance, recall that the S&P 500 peaked at 76.21 on an intraday basis on June 2nd. Per our June 3rd leadoff morning note title, is it time to take some chips off the AI table? We replied, from a short-term trade perspective, yes. Medium to long-term investors, no. All dips in this AI bubble should be bought until our global macro risk matrix signals a transition to a risk-off market regime, which our systematic risk management overlays, Gist and Dr. Mo, are engineered to respond to in real time. Yesterday's bear signal in mega-cap growth from our crowding model front-ran today's pullback and coincides with a bevy of key high-frequency economic data that confirms several dynamics. Number one, the resilient U.S. economy remains resilient. Number two, our paradigm C, aka run it hot theme, is gaining steam, which means the U.S. business cycle is gaining steam. Number three, the buildup of core inflationary pressures in the U.S. economy persists. And number four, among those core inflationary pressures is a deepening mismatch between labor supply and labor demand. Per our June 6th Around the Horn webcast titled, Is It Time to Party Like It's 1998? We answered yes. We now view a redo of 1998-style market dynamics as a reasonable probability for the second consecutive year. Recall that the S&P 500 returned 29% on a total return basis in 1998, despite a mid-year crash that wiped out its entire 20-plus percent return. It recovered to rally sharply into and through year-end, followed by a 21% total return in 1999. From a risk management perspective, the prudent thing for investors to do is to emotionally prepare for a deepening of the current correction and dispassionately reduce risk if and when Kiss and Dr. Mo signal to do so. Why? Because the May jobs report is highly unsupportive of our jobless recovery theme. We now expect the Fed to downgrade the labor market and its reaction function to focus on containing inflation in an economy that is being run nominally hot, which is precisely what we called for last April when we were the first on Global Wall Street to notice the administration's pivot to paradigm C, aka run it hot, from paradigm B, aka cut the deficit. Moreover, the likely transitory pullback in productivity growth will make it difficult for any FOMC member to look through the massive aggregate demand shock from AI capex, especially amid a modestly tight labor market, according to Nehru, and a mildly overheating economy, according to the output gap. That labor force growth is projected to slow from a long-run mean of 1.4% to 0.2% in 2026 means the bulk of economic growth must come from productivity or the economy will increasingly overheat. All told, the legacy of broken Phillips curve economics at the Fed signals Warsh and his colleagues may respond to signals to tighten monetary policy by targeting the wealth effect channel, a controlled stock market crash that they help facilitate a recovery from is a convenient way to thread the needle on combating inflationary pressures and maintaining investor confidence in supporting AI capex because of its long-term disinflationary potential. Again, that was all from our June 6th Around the Horn. No change to these data-driven, robustly researched views. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Most Influential and Important Leadoff Morning Notes Around the Horns and Macro Scouting Reports. It says, DD and community, what would you say have been the key or pivotal LMN, ATH, and MSRs produced and dates that you referenced? I have a few of my faves as well. So I'll just guide you guys to our YouTube channel here. Just go to youtube.com/42macro and then guide you to what we call our Big Wins playlist. This is just a collection of what we view internally as our best market calls, our best economic forecasts throughout the duration of our firm, which began in the spring of 2021. It pays to be humble, and I am a humble human being. But I will say this: you're not going to find a better collection of market calls and economic forecasts by one firm on all of global Wall Street over the past 5 years. And so we fully expect to maintain this level of excellence, but based on our diligence, our work ethic, our understanding of all the economic and market forces, the growing impact of geopolitics. I learned geopolitical game theory from the world's top geopolitical game theorists. So all those types of things that we weave into our research to create these big wins is something that that's something that's going to be durable here for our firm. So unpause the non-humility and let's get back to being humble and get back to work. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Disclaimer: 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.